Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at viking.com.
You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Monday, September 20th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 50%. That's how much S&P 500 buybacks dropped in 2020, according to Credit Suisse. Companies moved to save cash during the pandemic and suspended share repurchase programs left and right. Dividends held up much better, declining just 3%. This year, even as profits have more than rebounded, companies have been slower to reintroduce their capital return programs. The result has been a massive buildup of cash on corporate balance sheets. That bodes well for future dividends and buybacks. Companies will send that money back to shareholders in one way or another in the next couple of years. As long as profits hold up, that will help keep a floor under stock prices. The next number up is 30%. That's how much shares of China Evergrande Group fell last week. The highly indebted Chinese real estate giant could be heading for a possible restructuring or liquidation. Evergrande has debts coming due this week that it appears unlikely to be able to meet. The phrase "too big to fail" has been used to describe Evergrande. Its roughly $313 billion in outstanding debt is around 6.5% of the total liability of the entire Chinese property sector. Analysts have worried that the spillover effects of an Evergrande implosion would be significant. It could lead to a domino effect of other defaults, or at least a significant loss of investor confidence in Asia's property sector and high-yield debt. And that may spill over into Chinese financial assets more broadly. All eyes are now on the Chinese government and whether authorities will step in to prevent a potential financial crisis. Our last number is 2.2%. That was the decline in the price of gold last week to around $1,750 an ounce. It was the second weekly loss in a row and on the lowest price in over a month. There's a somewhat complicated explanation for the gold weakness of late. The metal is priced in US dollars, so when the value of the currency increases, an ounce of gold is worth fewer dollars, and the dollar has been strengthening lately. The reason for that is the continued economic rebound in the US, despite the Delta variant and other potential pitfalls. That, in turn, makes a stronger case for the Federal Reserve to begin reducing its monthly asset purchases sooner rather than later. And once that process is over, interest rate increases could be next. Higher interest rates in the US would increase demand for dollar-denominated assets, making the value of the currency go up. Connect all of those dots, and you've got a falling price of gold. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Monday, September 20th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at viking.com.